Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Acts chapter 16, verse 23. Paul and Silas have been preaching in Philippi, and they now are in trouble. And in verse 23, it says, "When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison." You ever heard somebody say, you know, they need to be put under the jail? Well, that's Paul and Silas. They put them under the jail, inner prison, and made their feet fast in stocks, bound them up. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. I want to talk to us just for a few minutes today about the midnight hour. The midnight hour. Let's pray right now. Lord, I thank you so much for your presence in this place. Lord, for just the spirit of worship and praise and unity, Lord, that we've had in here. I pray now, Lord, that Lord, your word is anointed, but anoint the preaching of your word, anoint the hearing of your word today. And Lord, I just want to help your people. I want to help your people today, how you've helped me with this. Lord, speak to us and make us better. Have your will and your purpose in this place today. In the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen. Clap your hands one more time to the Lord as you're seated. Thank you, Jesus. The midnight hour. It says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and started to sing praises unto God. Midnight, a lot of times, besides it just being literal, midnight, 12 a.m., as we look at it, it represents many times more than just a time of day. Spiritually, midnight often is the hour of testing, the hour when darkness peaks, when hope seems out of reach. But it's also a time when God moves suddenly, powerfully, and decisively. Sometimes things will get worse before they get better. But that's not a sign that God has forgotten you. It's often a sign that deliverance is near. It's funny how that works. I've even in the same way, I've had people tell me, "Man, I feel heavy today. This past week I've felt this heaviness on me." And I've explained, and some would agree and testify to this, that I've explained before, that a lot of times when you feel that heaviness, a lot of times that's God pushing you to something. Maybe intercessory prayer, but a lot of times it means you're right on the edge of something breaking. You're right, you know, it can feel like depression. It can feel like this heavy weight. It can feel like maybe the walls are kind of closing in. It's hard to describe, but many times that's right before breakthrough comes. Right? Am I right, Wes? Amen. I remember a few weeks ago when Wes received the Holy Ghost, I told him that exact thing. I told him after service, I said, "I told you God was fixing to do something for you." but it's oftentimes right before a breakthrough. And it's the same with that concept of the midnight hour, that a lot of times it seems like it's the darkest. It's when hope is in very short supply. But God comes in suddenly and quickly and decisively and powerfully. And again, for context, Paul and Silas, they're beaten for preaching the gospel. They're locked in stocks in the inner part of the prison. And they have every reason to feel abandoned. They may feel like, man, we've been in some pretty low places. This is low. This is a bad situation. We're just trying to do what God wants us to do, and here we find ourselves. And they could have, their midnight moment, if you will. Instead of complaining, instead of questioning God, they praised and they sang. And we preach from this a lot, this passage. But when they begin to do that, suddenly, it says, suddenly, there was a great earthquake that shook the prison. It loosed their shackles. It loosed the other prisoners. The doors swung open. They were freed. This led to the prison guard and his household being saved. God did all this. I mean, just in this midnight hour when it was so dark, in this midnight hour when it was so bad, it's amazing how quickly everything turned around. It was a sudden, quick, decisive, powerful move of God that came in and turned every part of that situation in the opposite direction. Now, you're going to have to preach with me now because I'm already preaching. Yeah, no more introduction. I'm preaching. Suddenly, I want to tell somebody today in this house that feels like you don't know what to do and how this is going to play out and how this is going to get better. I'm telling you that God is about to sweep in very suddenly in your life. You ought to just go ahead and praise Him, because God is about, late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It looks dark and you don't have the answer, and it seems like you don't know what to do, and everything is worse every day, and you feel like the walls are closing in on you. But I wanna encourage you today to just go ahead and sing a song of praise. You might as well just go ahead and sing, "I'm just gonna wait on the Lord." Somebody ought to bless the name of the Lord, because God is about to bust up in this thing. He's about to sweep into this situation and snatch you out of this pit. Oh, I feel excited. Late in the midnight hour, somebody ought to just go ahead and call on Him. Somebody ought to just go ahead and call on His name today, because He's saying, "Here I come to save the day." I feel the Holy Ghost. Things got worse. They got worse. Beating, prison, darkness, seemed abandoned. But then God stepped in. My goodness, it was just worse. A bad day turned into a really bad day. And suddenly, oh, that's a word for somebody today. Suddenly, I think about the children of Israel at the edge of the Red Sea. After being delivered from Egypt, Israel finds themselves trapped in between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. With Pharaoh's army behind, the sea before, it looked like we were delivered for nothing. This couldn't get any worse. They're closing in on us. And it seemed so dark, and there was no answer. But God tells Moses to lift his staff, the sea parts, they walk through on dry land, God swallows it up. It's amazing how at the very last second sometimes, when it's just about as bad as it can get, how God will move suddenly. I'm trying to get you to see something today, that it's oftentimes in that midnight hour. It's oftentimes when it seems the darkest, the lowest, the most hopeless. There's no way that I don't know how this is going to work out. This ship is sinking. And then God suddenly sweeps in. God quickly turns things around. I wish somebody believed it today. I wish somebody believed it today. Sometimes deliverance, it doesn't come until the enemy's right on your heels. But that's so God can get all the glory. Jairus' daughter, was it too late or just in time? He's asking Jesus, Lord, I need you to heal my daughter. She's sick. She's at the point of death. I need you to come and heal my daughter. And while they're on their way, the whole situation with the woman of the issue of blood. Jairus might have been thinking, this lady's trying to steal my blessing. But they're on the way. And then this situation, the woman with the issue of blood, she's healed. We read about that. But then as they're going, servant comes and says, don't trouble the master anymore. Your daughter's dead. And we know that Jesus, he looks at Jairus and says, don't be afraid, only believe. Don't be afraid, only believe. He said when he got there, she's not dead, she's sleeping. God raised her up from the dead. Was it too late or was it just in time? It was as bad and as dark and as sad and as low as it could get. And Jairus, I'm sure, felt lower than he ever felt in his life. And God still, in the midnight hour, turned it around, made death turn to life. I'm telling you, this tragic moment, it wasn't meant to be a tragedy. It was going to be a testimony that God is never late. God is always just on time. God knows when and how to turn it around for my good and get the glory in it all. Things went from urgent to hopeless, but Jesus wasn't delayed. He was right on time. He was right on time. I want to tell somebody that delay is not denial. You feel like I've been waiting, waiting, waiting. That's not God forgetting you. That's not God denying your request. But he's an on-time God. We used to sing an old song. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. How about Lazarus? I love to preach about Lazarus. Lazarus been dead 4 days. Disciples are questioning Mary and Martha. They're questioning. It seemed like Jesus was late to this situation. 4 days is a long time to be dead. That ain't like, I was clinically dead for like 2 minutes and they brought me back. No, this Lazarus was dead, dead. Dead as a doornail dead. Was Jesus late? No, Jesus basically told the disciples, you know what? I'm glad I'm not there to heal him because I'm going to get the glory for this. There's a purpose in this. And he told Mary and Martha, didn't I tell you if you just believe you'd see the glory of God? There was a purpose. There was a reason. It wasn't a setback, but it was a setup for a comeback. Jesus is not late. Even when we feel like 4 days is a long time, he's not late. He's an on-time God. And it's amazing. Just with Lazarus come forth, death, all that tragedy, all the tears, all the sorrow, all the mourning, all of it turned in just a second at the word of the master. Because when Jesus shows up, something is about to change. I'm trying to help somebody today to understand that you've been in this situation a long time and it seems very, very bad. And it seems like it's going from bad to worse. And the walls are closing in and you don't know what to do. And you're waiting on God to show up. And you're saying, I prayed 1,000 times. I prayed 1,000,000 times. I prayed 1,000,000,000 times. No answer, no breakthrough. But I'm telling you, when he shows up, you're not going to worry about how long it took. You're not going to worry about what you had to go through. Because decisively and quickly and suddenly and powerfully, God is going to snatch you out of that situation. You know what? There's going to be a midnight cry one day. Jesus told the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 of them ready, 5 of them not. There was a midnight cry announcing the bridegroom is here. I tell you, we're going through a lot of stuff in this world, and this world's not getting better. It's not getting better. It's even historic ceasefires last for 10 seconds now. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. This world is falling apart around us. The leaders are crazy. The world's crazy. all the countries want to kill each other. This world's falling apart. But Jesus said, when you start to see this, look up. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Can I tell you, there's going to be a midnight cry, and the bridegroom is going to come and catch away the church and snatch it. I'm telling you, even at the end of the age, God is going to decisively, powerfully, miraculously deliver his people. Hallelujah. The midnight cry. I've got a word for you today. If you're in a midnight hour right now, you're not forgotten. God sees you. Midnight doesn't mean that you're forsaken. It means you're close to a miracle moment. The night is, I know this is maybe a cliche saying, but the night is darkest before the dawn. Things do get worse many times before they get better. Deliverance doesn't always come early, but it always comes on time. It always comes on time. In Psalm 30:5, it says that weeping may endure for a night. It endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Midnight is morning. The way we look at it, it's 12 a.m., it's 12 in the morning. It's 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. It's a new day. And it might still look dark, and it might be darkest at midnight, but it's still a new day. Midnight is not an end, it's a beginning of a new day. And weeping might have endured through the night. And there might be another night that weeping endures. But joy comes in the morning. Because it's a brand new day. It's not the end. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Suddenly. I couldn't get away from that when I was praying and studying for this, that suddenly, when it says that Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, it made me think about another suddenly. The Lord, before he ascended, now this is a word for our church today. The Lord, before he ascended, He was telling them to tarry and wait in Jerusalem. The comforter, the promises, I'm sending it to you. And there were about, he was seen of about 500 believers at one time in one place. And they were told to wait for the promise. But only 120 were in the upper room waiting. But after the upper room, it was noised abroad. See, they're in that upper room. Let me get back to the suddenly. Suddenly, as they prayed, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Here comes the promise Jesus talked about. The 120 received the promise. There was 500 told to wait and to tarry, but 120 were there and received the promise. And after this, it was noised abroad. Everybody was telling everybody what was going on. And there was a 3,000 soul harvest that day. And then it says the Lord added to the church daily. Oftentimes we feel a sense of great loss before great gain. I'm talking about the first church here. First church, 500 members. Well, all of a sudden, 380 of them are gone. But we're going to stay and wait for the promise. I'm still going to tarry and wait for the promise. I'm going to stay because I still believe the promise is coming. A faithful few waited for the promise, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven like as of a rushing mighty wind. they received it, and then growth could not be stopped. Not even losing 380 people from their congregation could stop the explosive revival and harvest that was to come. And I believe there's a Holy Ghost explosion that's headed our way, church. And I just want to tell somebody that it might feel like great loss, but it's about to feel like blessings and miracles and deliverance and overflow and revival and the promise coming to pass. It's about to sweep through like a rushing mighty wind, and God's going to say, you had what you needed all along. I'm still sending the... Hallelujah. It might feel like loss before it feels like gain. It might seem darkest before you see that glimpse of light, but joy comes in the morning. What we have sown in tears, what you have sown in tears, God is going to allow you to reap in joy. I wish you'd clap your hands if you believe it today. He's a way maker. Man, we sing about it. He's a way maker. That's what, sing that for altar call, way maker. He's a way maker, miracle worker. He comes through just when I need him most. Now, that's not saying that every day I'm going to be just fighting for survival, just waiting on the last second. It's not like that constantly. But many of you in here today are in a season like that, that you feel like, I'm barely hanging on by a thread. I'm barely hanging on by a thread. Well, if you're going to hang on by a thread, let it be a thread off the hem of his garment. Just hold on. Just wait. They that wait on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord. I'm telling you that God comes through every time, and he comes in right on time. And if you are in a place today, if you're in a season where everything seems to be falling apart, you know what, musicians, you can come today. If you're in that place where you feel like the walls are closing in, if you're in a place like that in your family, in your home, if you've got financial trouble and you feel like I'm just trying to keep my head above water and I don't, you might have a bill right now that you need to pay and you just don't have money to pay it. You might have a doctor's report right now that you don't have an answer for it. You might have a situation going on in your life, in your home, in your family, and I don't have an answer for it. The news is getting worse instead of better. If that night season feels like it's never going to come to an end, I want you to stand with me today. And when you come to this altar today, I want you to let the God of the midnight hour meet you right where you're at. He shows up. He breaks chains. He opens doors. He does it right on time. It seems like it gets worse before it gets better. But it is going to get better. And it'll be like Job. When God restored Job, when he turned his mourning, his sorrow, it says the latter end was blessed greater. You're not just going to recover what you feel like you lost. It's going to be greater. You're not just going to get back to functioning. You're gonna thrive, and you're gonna mount up on wings like eagles. And it will be easy for you today to look and say, "Well, that's a good feel good message, Jake." But I'm telling you that it's a word for somebody today. You need to know that God has not forsaken you and he's not left you. And it might feel like it's just about as bad as it can get. But in the midnight hour, late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around. God is going to show up right on time. I tell you, this is the thing. And maybe we shouldn't say it like that. Maybe we shouldn't say God's going to show up on time, because he never left you. He's not away from you. He's not somewhere where he needs to show up. He's with you already. But when it's time, he'll snatch you out of that thing. When it's time, that old song says, where did the wind go? Who stopped the waves? I just remember whispering a name. It says, you know, storms don't decide how long they'll stay, but when the master says enough, they just go away. When God says, that's enough. You've been in the fire, you've been getting refined. It's time to come out like pure gold. I'm getting the glory.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.